Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving into a topic that trips up so many of us: perfectionism. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard? You know that feeling when a project isn't quite perfect, and it throws your whole day off balance? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Striving for perfection can actually be a major roadblock to happiness and success. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of self-criticism and prevents us from taking risks and embracing new challenges. So, how do we break free from this perfectionist trap? How do we cultivate a mindset where good enough is truly enough? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you overcome perfectionism and build a life filled with calm confidence. 1. Perfection isn't real. Seriously, it's a myth. Think about it. Have you ever met a perfect person? A flawless masterpiece? We all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and that's what makes us human. By chasing an unattainable ideal, we set ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. So, let go of the illusion of perfection and embrace your imperfections as part of what makes you unique. 2. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of aiming for a flawless outcome, shift your focus to making steady progress towards your goals. Celebrate the small wins along the way, and remember that every step forward is a victory. Think about learning to play an instrument. Did you instantly become a virtuoso? Nope. It takes time, practice, and patience. Same goes for everything else in life. 3. Reframe your mistakes as learning opportunities. Mistakes are inevitable, but they don't have to define us. Instead of viewing them as failures, see them as valuable lessons that can help you grow and improve. Think about it like this. Every time you make a mistake, you gain a new piece of knowledge that can prevent you from repeating the same error in the future. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend who is struggling. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes and that it's okay to not be perfect. Talk to yourself with love and encouragement just like you would talk to someone you care about. 5. Set realistic expectations. Don't try to do everything at once or set unrealistic goals that are destined to lead to disappointment. Start small, break down large tasks into manageable steps, and celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Remember, slow and steady wins the race. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're working on a big project. Maybe it's a presentation at work or writing that novel you've always dreamed of. You pour your heart and soul into it, aiming for absolute perfection. But then you hit a snag, maybe some feedback isn't what you expected, or a technical glitch throws things off course. Suddenly, that nagging voice of self-doubt starts whispering, "It's not good enough, you're not good enough." Sound familiar? Here's the thing, if you let that inner critic take over, it can completely derail your progress and leave you feeling defeated. But what if instead of letting those feelings consume you, you took a step back, practiced some self-compassion, and reminded yourself that good enough is actually perfectly fine? What if you focused on the progress you've already made, celebrated the small victories, and viewed any setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow? Think about it, would your work be any less valuable if it wasn't completely flawless? Probably not. Remember, it's about putting your best effort forward and embracing the journey. So, here's a recap of what we talked about today. Perfection is an illusion, progress trumps perfection, mistakes are learning opportunities, practice self-compassion, and set realistic expectations. By incorporating these key takeaways into your life, you can break free from the grip of perfectionism and embrace a mindset of calm confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you overcome perfectionism in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Life for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.